Everybody should be allowed to live wherever in the world they would like to live, and thus everybody should have the right to return. And basically also I think that's one of the reasons why it is very important always to keep in mind that there is a one-state solution, because otherwise there is no possibility of the Palestinians to return to their homeland. And I think it's important to keep some of the basic fundamental principles when we're talking about the future. Otherwise we will close all the doors of the possibilities of creating a long-term just peace. And I think the reason why I'm still talking about a one-state solution, even though that seems like a totally unrealistic possibility, it is that creating a one-state solution would make it possible for the Palestinians to move into the Israeli areas where they actually came from.
As long as there's no solution in the Middle East, as long as there's not created a just solution for the Palestinians there, it will be a very difficult thing to be a Palestinian refugee in the camps in Lebanon or Jordan and whatever, but also in countries like Denmark. So that's the reason we have to go on trying to get this solution.
Hello and welcome to this summary of the news here on Press TV. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has once again rejected imposing sanctions against Iran over its nuclear energy program, stressing that Iran's nuclear case must be resolved at the IAEA. Lavrov said the agency is actively cooperating with Iran on its nuclear case and that the Security Council should wait for the agency's report before making any decisions. The Russian minister made the remarks at a press conference.